AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The Yankees are going to their record 19th League Championship Series after eliminating the Royals in Game 4 of their AL Division Series in Kansas City. AP's Greg Eklund has the story.
The New York Yankees jumped on Kansas City Royals starter Michael Wacha early and clinched the best of five American League Division Series with a 3-1 victory. Through seven innings, Yankees starter Gerrit Cole held the Royals to six hits, three by outfielder Tommy Pham, and Cole picked up the victory.
We're focused. We're trying to improve the brand of baseball that we're playing as we continue to get deeper into October. Even when you're banged up, you feel the same way.
In the opening inning, Gleyber Torres doubled and scored. Then in the sixth, after Wacha had departed, Aaron Judge led off with a double and also scored.
The Guardians' season was nearly fried, but they staged a late comeback against the Tigers in Game 4 to send their series back to Cleveland for a decisive Game 5 on Saturday. Here's Denny Kapp on how the Guardians won a potential elimination game for the first time since the 1997 World Series.
David Fry hits a pinch-hit two-run homer in the top of the seventh to keep the Guardians alive, topping the Tigers 5-4 in Game 4 of the ALDS. Fry's homer put the Guardians ahead for good, while a sacrifice bunt in the top of the ninth gave Cleveland an insurance run it would need to secure the victory. In a seesaw game, Jose Ramirez gave the Guardians a 2-1 lead with a fifth-inning solo homer. Zach McKinstry countered in the bottom half to tie in at two. Detroit would go ahead with a run in the sixth. That set the stage for Fry's heroics in the seventh.
You dream about it as a kid and think about it all the time, and in the offseason and when you're working on stuff, and then it happens and it goes by real quick. I remember looking at the dugout and high-fiving Sandy, and then just black out, and then you're in the dugout cheering with the boys. It was a lot of fun.
The Tigers failed to clinch at home and face a winner-take-all Game 5 in Cleveland on Saturday.
In the National League, the Dodgers and Padres will play their decisive fifth game on Friday in Los Angeles, with the winner advancing to play the Mets. While three American League Central Division teams were involved in playoff games Thursday, another team from that division put the for sale sign up. Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
The family that owns the Minnesota Twins is looking into selling the team. In a statement released Thursday, the Pollad family says they reached the decision after months of thoughtful consideration and pledged, quote, to find an ownership group who all of us can be proud of and who will take care of the Minnesota Twins. The Pollad family has owned the Twins since 1984.
The severe damage from Hurricane Milton included Tropicana Field, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays. Much of the roof blew off the Dome Stadium, raising questions about whether the Rays can play there next season. NFL, a big game in the NFC West on Thursday Night Football. Jim Bernard tells us why the Niners were finer than the Seahawks.
The San Francisco 49ers nearly saw a 20-point second-half lead slip away, but held it together for a 36-24 win over the Seattle Seahawks. Brock Purdy passed for 255 yards, three touchdowns, and had no interceptions as the 49ers picked up their first road win of the season.
I feel like we did take a step in the right direction for sure, and we're always going to have stuff that we're going to be hard on ourselves and need to grow and get better at, but I really do think that we all as a team came together and found a way today really well.
George Kittle caught two of Purdy's scoring strikes, while Debo Samuel had 102 receiving yards, including a 76-yard touchdown reception. The Seahawks committed three turnovers and have now lost three straight games after a 3-0 start to the season.
Coming up, the WNBA Finals, a busy night in the NHL, and a tennis legend announces his retirement. WNBA Finals, Game 1, the Minnesota Lynx down 15 points in the middle of the fourth quarter, rallied to defeat the New York Liberty 95-93 in overtime in Brooklyn. Nafisa Collins hit the game-winning shot with 8.8 seconds remaining in OT to cap the big comeback.
I think just taking it one possession at a time. You know, we've been in situations where we've been down before, and that's when we really got to lean on our defense. So that was something we were talking about, getting three stops in a row, you know, chipping at it a little bit at a time, not thinking about the point difference, but thinking about the possession that we need to get a stop and then a score.
The series is best of five, but starting next year, the WNBA Finals will be a best of seven series, the league announced on Thursday. NHL, the Utah Hockey Club won its first ever road game in overtime at the Islanders. AP's Dave Ferry fills us in.
Dylan Gunther scored 2:18 into overtime to give Utah its first ever road win, 5-4 at the Islanders. Utah wasted a one-goal lead early in the third period, then tied it twice before improving to 2-0. Gunther also tied the game with a power play goal in the third. Maxim Siplikov's first NHL goal gave New York a 4-3 lead with 2:07 remaining, but Josh Doan tied it just 13 seconds later. Lawson Krause and Barrett Hayton also scored for Utah, and Connor Ingram made 21 saves. Anthony Duclair player had a goal and an assist in his Islanders debut.
The Bruins knocked off their longtime rivals, the Canadiens, 6-4. The Penguins, one night after being routed 6-0, bounced back to beat the Red Wings 6-3 as Joel Blomqvist made 29 saves for coach Mike Sullivan's team.
They obviously come out hard in the first 10 minutes of the game, being their home opener. I thought Joel made some huge saves at key times to give us a chance to get our legs, and I thought we settled into the game pretty well, but he was a huge part of it.
The Devils, in their first game in North America after winning 2 in Prague, were defeated by the Maple Leafs 4-2 as Sheldon Keefe's new team lost to his former team.
The opponent had a big say in the game here tonight, but that was nowhere near close to what we need and not even close to how we performed in Prague.
The Sabres lost their first game in North America after the 2 losses in Prague to the Devils, 3-1 to the Kings. 2 teams expected to contend in the Western Conference opened their season in Nashville, where Jeremy Gover took in the action for AP.
The Dallas Stars came into Music City and knocked off the Nashville Predators 4-3 to open their 2024-25 season. After a scoreless opening frame, Mason Marchment potted back-to-back goals in the second period for Dallas, and 21-year-old winger Logan Stankoven had 3 assists in the victory. Marchman says it may have taken them a minute to get going, but eventually they put it all together.
I think the first period we were a little sloppy, like you said, but after that, I thought the second period we were really good. We played our game, and it showed it. So I thought in the third, even that we shut them down pretty well. They got a couple looks, but good teams are going to get those. So I thought we played pretty well for the first game.
Last year's leading scorer for Nashville, Philip Forsberg, picked up where he left off, scoring a goal and adding 2 assists.
Also on the ice, the defending Stanley Cup champion Panthers suffered their first loss of the new season, 3-1 to the Senators. The Wild edged the Blue Jackets 3-2, and the Blues beat the Sharks 5-4 in overtime, though Macklin Celebrini, the first pick in last June's draft, scored in his first NHL game for San Jose. Donnie Marshall, the last surviving member of the Canadiens, teams that won 5 straight Stanley Cups in the late 1950s, died Thursday at the age of 92. Tennis, one of the all-time greats, has served notice that he will play one more event and then call it a career. Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Rafael Nadal is retiring from professional tennis at age 38 after winning 22 Grand Slam titles, including 14 at the French Open, during an unprecedented era he shared with rivals Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic. Nadal, whose unrelenting physical style of play made him one of the greats of the game, made the announcement on Thursday. He has competed infrequently the past 2 seasons because of injuries and said next month's Davis Cup Finals will mark his farewell to the sport. He had hip surgery in 2023 and entered just 2 of the past 8 major tournaments.
Tom Merriam, AP Sports.